A 5.3mm thick 4G phone has been announced by Japan's biggest telecoms firm, NTT Docomo. For many Canadians, the idea of legal cannabis once seemed a pipe dream. But from the 17th of October, Canada
kicked off their shoes and went barefoot on Bondi Beach as they continued their tour of Australia and New Zealand.
不管是在清晨宁静的校园，还是在人潮涌动的地铁，戴上耳机，你就拥有了这个世界。你好，我是夏鹏，欢迎你关注我的公众微信号“教书匠小夏”。英语学习绝对不是一条坦途，人生奋斗的向上之路也异常曲折，但没有关系，当你回望之时，我仍然在此为你守候。夏说英文晨读，英语学新闻，睁眼看世界。
Hello, good morning, everyone. Once again, welcome to 夏说英文晨读。This is Jimmy. 各位晨读小伙伴们，早上好，欢迎来到夏说英文晨读。我是 Jimmy. In today's news, are you going to make New Year's resolutions this year? Well, contrary to popular belief, it's suggested that you should think of reaching objectives rather than focusing on a goal.
那么今天早上为你带来的这篇新闻呢，是2021应该怎么过？不知道你有没有做好新年计划啊？本篇新闻呢，就是关于如何做一个合理的新年计划。那具体内容如何呢？首先我会为你朗读一遍新闻，希望你在听新闻的同时，不要去看原文，看看自己能够听懂多少。此外，如果你想进一步提升英语水平，我向你强烈推荐由本课程原班人马打造的有灵外刊精读课。这门课是晨读的升级版，会精选全球顶级刊物的文章，带你逐字逐句掌握语言精华。只要你坚持学习，还能全额退学费。请关注公众号“夏说英文晨读”，立即报名参加吧。
All right, without further ado, I'm going to read the news for you. Are you ready? Let's go. Most people can agree that 2020 was not the best year, to put it mildly.You may have less energy at the end of 2020 compared to previous years. If you don't feel like making New Year's resolutions, don't do it. If you would like to set a goal for next year, make it small and somewhat challenging yet achievable. Think of reaching objectives rather than focusing on a goal. Objectives are smaller steps you create to reach that goal. Your objectives could be attend counseling on a weekly basis,Reduce sugar intake as much as possible, or exercise every day.
好，新闻读完了，我们下面我来一句一句的过一下。首先来看新闻的第一句。
Most people can agree that 2020 was not the best year, to put it mildly. You may have less energy at the end of 2020 compared to previous years.
开头呢，先是回顾了一下去年2020的情况啊。说得好听一点，2020年这一年啊，并不是那么顺利。它后面呢跟了一个插入语啊 ，to put it mildly。put it mildly 是一个固定的短语，意思呢是委婉的说，不夸张的说。哎，那什么时候可以用呢？比如说，经常呢是前面跟了一个很严重、很严重的情况，然后呢可以加上一个 put it mildly 啊，来缓和语气，委婉的表达你的观点。这样的话听起来语气就不用那么冲了。比如说
To say we're disappointed about this is putting it mildly.
我们对此有点失望，这么说还算是客气的。第一句呢，就是说2020年这一年呢并不是那么好，哎，大多数人呢也都同意这一点。
You may have less energy at the end of 2020 compared to previous years.
跟前几年相比啊，到2020年底，你可能会感觉自己精力更加不足。Energy 啊，它除了有能量的意思啊，还可以表示人的精力啊，这个地方就是这个意思。
For example, I really put a lot of energy into my work.
哎，我是真的在工作上投入了很多精力。Compared to 意思呢，就是和什么什么比较啊，它直接用的是一个过去分词啊，表被动。好，那第一句呢，就回顾了2020年的一些基本情况啊。然后呢，接下来辞旧迎新啊，在2021年，我们应该用什么样的心态去面对呢？然后我们再来看一下新闻的第二句。
If you don't feel like making New Year's resolutions, don't do it. If you would like to set a goal for next year, make it small and somewhat challenging yet achievable. Think of reaching objectives
rather than focusing on a goal. 好了，那作者给出了很详细的2021年的规划的具体建议啊。如果你不想做新年计划，那就别做。Feel like doing something, 它其实就等于 want to do something, 就是想要去做某件事情。Resolution, 啊，就是决心。那如果用英文来解释的话，就是 a promise to yourself to do something, 就是你对自己许下的承诺。那 New Year's Resolution, 那就是你每年的新年计划、新年愿望。在这里呢，我们看到作者呢是一反常态啊，说了如果不想做新年计划，那就不做。然后呢，后边还有If you would like to set a goal for next year, 如果你要设定明年目标的话, make it small and somewhat challenging yet achievable. 那就设定一个小目标,要有点挑战,而且是可以实现的。然后呢,下一句就给出了非常具体的一个建议,就是 think of reaching objectives rather than focusing on a goal. Think of 这个地方呢表示思考的意思。比如说He didn't have time to think of other things. 他没时间考虑其他的事情。而这里说的呢是 think of reaching objectives. 就是说呢可以想想完成比较具体的一些事情。Rather than focusing on a goal, 而不是专注于那个大目标。注意哈 ,objective 和 goal, 这两个字如果你去查词典的话会发现中文翻译都是目标二字。但其实呢它的意思是有区别的哈。那有什么区别呢哎，别着急啊，刚好我们新闻第三句就给了我们一个非常具体的解释，那我们来一起来看一看。Objectives are smaller steps you create to reach that goal. Your objectives could be attend counseling on a weekly basis, reduce sugar intake as much as possible, or exercise every day. 啊，你看 ,objectives 是为了达到 goal 而进行的更小的步骤。那他们之间的关系呢就是Goal 是一个远大的目标，而 objective 呢，一般就是为了完成这个大目标而设定的更具体的小目标。好，那举个例子，比如说你明年的大目标 goal 就是要能够流利用英语交流，是吧？那你的具体 objectives 呢，那可能就是比如说每天啊听我们的下周英文晨读，对吧？还有呢，能独立阅读外刊，能独立听懂英语新闻等等，那这些。OK, 我们再回到原文。作者接下来呢就举例可以有哪些具体的 objectives。Your objectives could be attend counseling on a weekly basis. 具体目标呢可以是每周都去做心理咨询。Attend counseling 就是做心理咨询。On a weekly basis, 表示每周。然后还有呢可以是 reduce sugar intake as much as possible. 尽量减少糖分的摄入。Intake, 前面这个 in 表示进入然后 take 是拿带 intake 往里边带把它引申为吸收或者摄入的这个意思。好还有最后一个是 or exercise every day, 或者是每天运动。那读完全文啊作者给出的建议就是 ,2021 不想做新年计划那就不做。而且还有不要太关注大目标而是呢要把具体的小目标完成好。OK, 新闻讲完了我们一起来复习回顾一下啊。那我来说英文你来回想一下中文。First one, 我们学了一个表达叫做 put it mildly, put it mildly, 是一个委婉的非常缓和语气的说法啊就委婉的说不夸张的说。比如说 to say we're disappointed about this is putting it mildly, 我们对此有点失望啊这么说还算是客气的。OK, next one, 还是一个短语 think of,Think of, 表示思考。He didn't have time to think of other things. 他没时间考虑其他的事。OK, 好了这就是今天为你带来的这则新闻讲解。再次提醒大家不要忘记关注我们的公众号下说英文晨读。节目最后呢我来为大家再朗读一遍全文祝你度过愉快的一天。Most people can agree that 2020 was not the best year, to put it mildly.You may have less energy at the end of 2020 compared to previous years. If you don't feel like making New Year's resolutions, don't do it. If you would like to set a goal for next year, make it small and somewhat challenging, yet achievable. Think of reaching objectives rather than focusing on a goal. Objectives are smaller steps you create to reach that goal. Your objectives could be...attend counseling on a weekly basis,
reduce sugar intake as much as possible, or exercise every day.